60 minutes. Shifting focus, we bring in the MEC of the Department of COGSTA. That's MEC Speed Mashilo joining us in conversation. MEC, good evening. Really appreciate you making time.
Good evening, Musa, and good evening to the listeners of Rise at End.
You know, the Mpumalanga province is currently conducting the traditional council elections as of this year, 2025, as prescribed by the traditional NKOIS and Leaders Act number 3 of 2019. You know, the advent of democracy in South Africa created an opportunity for the recognition and the restoration of the dignity of traditional leaders and communities. Maybe, MEC, let's start our conversation there. Kindly tell our listeners why these elections are a crucial part for not only traditional leaders, bad for communities here in Mpumalanga.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you very much. Correct, as you read the act, we wanted with this act to entrench democracy. You remember South Africa, you've got traditional leaders that are there in terms of Chapter 12. You've got municipalities, the Constitution is Chapter 7. Currently, we are having a full democratical running municipalities that our people, they now converted to. Therefore, the traditional, which is the Northern League, that's what it's with to establish a traditional council. They formally elected in terms of their proportionalities, and that's why we want to encourage our people to participate in this process, to entrench democracy, even in the rural and traditional areas.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. MEC, kindly elaborate on how these traditional councils will be then structured after the elections. We know now that the election process is ongoing, but talk us through around post the elections. How then would they be structured?
Look, the Act provides 40% to be elected democratically by the people of that tribal authority. That's very critical of that tribal authority. It does not care whether which ward to which ward, because we don't have demarcations of the ward. Some of our traditional leaders, they are area cut across, even municipalities and wards. Now, the second process is the 60%, which the 60% is appointed by the chief himself or herself, as amongst the royal and everybody that are there at the a traditional office that constitutes the 60%. So far, the 60% amakhosi they've started, obviously they must be completing it before the process of the 40%. So this is how it's been structured, and certainly people must register from the tribal authority of the area where they reside.
I see. That sounds somewhat, as an inclusive approach, MEC, I must say, but what are the specific dates and the procedures for voter registration leading up to the elections? Just talk us through around then the nuances now.
Well, look, Musa, you in any process of elections, there's to be fair, frank, and transparent. The first approach was to them to register to become the voters. Now, the registration, and which is gazetted by law, it opens on the 20th of January, and it has now closed on the 24th of January. That's the first process for you to say, I'm going to participate on the election. So that process, from OECD, all travel authorities were open from 7 to 7 in the evening, and people had an opportunity to go and register. We then take them to the next process. The next process is for them to cast a vote on the candidate that will be there on the ballot from that particular traditional leader. In this case, it doesn't matter. You can be employed anywhere because it's not a full-time function. It's a role that they must play, whether they are working or not working. That's an extra process or extra work.
Yeah, so MEC, when you talk about the closing date being the 24th, does it mean that even the election dates for the district, is that, was it accommodated in that space?
Well, the next step, Musa, is for the company that we have appointed to produce what we call the voter's roll. And I think they've started with the voters' roll, which they will be made available on the first election. And the first election comes from Gersibande, which is the 31st, this coming Friday. Gersibande will start to vote, in the tribal offices, followed by Nkangala on the 3rd, and followed by Ehlanzeni on the 4th. So we'll be done with these processes. And I must indicate, these processes, it was once happened, I think, in 1997, travels could not go well because there were a lot of discrepancies that were found. And that's why that Act 3 of 2019 clarifies number of issues, and that's why we are here. And we are saying, if we don't start with this process, we're not able to pick up all the processes. You'll remember, Musa, we started with the TLCs in 1995-96, and later we spent 5 years with the TLCs, and we then come up with the proper municipalities that commence in 2001. That's the time we have got now a legitimate municipalities that are running today. The whole 5 years we're making a lot of corrections and amending, etc. So the same process could do the same, and that's why as a province we want them to start, go in, and we'll deal with the issues. I must, however, clarify, where the tribal authority they have not put or installed is or not, will be not to appoint the 60%. That we can't proceed until the process or conclude the process of the appointment.
MEC, I must thank you for that clarity. But also, let's talk about the integrity. You've mentioned that there is a service provider, a company that the department has appointed to actually facilitate this process to ensure that it is as legit as possible. But, you know, how will then the integrity of the electoral process then be ensured? How do we safeguard even this, you know, even the service provider that has been contracted by the government or by the department to say they themselves are to act ethical in this whole process?
Well, look, the credibility is on their side. To be credible, I don't think they've got nothing to lose to being credible. However, in the event some people feel aggrieved about the processes, there is another processes, which is a tribunal where they can present their case, and their case can be heard by the different people. Expect that they did not participate in the whole process. So there's always a way of how to get your matter resolved elsewhere if you are not here for this process. Obviously, we don't want to bypass court. We saw many things that could be handled. That's why as departments, we've appointed another company outside this one. From what we see, yes, the process must go smooth, and I believe the company is credible. They've got no reason not to be credible.
I mean, MEC rightfully said earlier in the conversation, you did acknowledge that, you know, the last time this process unfolded was back in about 1997. We are in 2025 now. That's about 28 years later. You know, to those who would be actually going into those tribal authorities on the 31st, the 3rd, and the 4th to actually cast in their vote, you know, how best do you encourage them? Or rather, how do you, you know, gear their spirits up in a sense of them also participating in this, number one, democratic process, but number two, a contributing process?
You know, our traditional is being used in the majority by our people, and I know they love it for that matter. And for it to be more democratical and inclusive, they got to participate so that they're able to advise, able to deal with number of areas which affect their lives where they sit as the people in the rural areas. Even those that are in the cities, they are allowed to go and cast their vote, because some people, they might be staying in the cities, but they are still attached to their own traditional areas. They are encouraged to do that. And that's what democracy is. They might not see it at the moment as a good thing, but as we progress, they are going to realize how important to participate in a democratic processes where people can make their choices of people they can listen them and the people they can take their advice, they can bring some ideas, how to develop a particular tribal authorities to the highest, level. Democratical way, participate. You are participating in the local council. Here, this is our people that are going to deal. There is no confusion. They are not going to deal with the issues of the municipalities. There are areas they must deal with from the level of traditional council of that area.
Yeah, MEC, really appreciate your contribution in this conversation, and we wish you well in the department that's coxed as you prepare yourself, gear yourself up on the 31st, the 3rd, and the 4th of February in conducting these democratic processes. And I'm really excited for them, because they not only are for traditional leaders, but also they immensely contribute within communities and in ensuring that even municipalities work together with the tribal authority. Really appreciated the conversation. MEC, now that I have you on the line, apologies, can I also steal a moment with you? In the city of Mbombela, we've witnessed unforeseen events. In fact, 2 days the municipality has not been operating. In fact, the offices have been shut down there. It's all in a quest that the CFO appeared, or rather showed up to work. However, the municipality was of the idea that she should not have. And as a result, there's been chaos in the municipality. We are told that individuals have been arrested in the process. But all of this hampers on what many people ought to be receiving, which is, basic services. What becomes your immediate reaction as the MEC, responsible largely for cooperative governance in Mpumalanga?
Well, that's regrettable, and I don't understand our people, how does they see and do things. Look, we draw the case from the court using the intergovernmental relations, because there were a lot of money gets spent and the lawyers, etc. When we came in, we said, look, these issues, we can handle them. Because from what we see, it is just to investigate all the, what you call, the adverts and the qualification, the presentation, and conclude the matter. So that a person that feels aggrieved must go to court than the other way around. Now, indeed, if municipalities are spending individual, there's a process. You serve a person with the papers, the person, it is not comfortable, is called the due process that the law and the constitution we have created. Mm. And that's the court who must be able to do that. Now, if the court brings individuals back to work, who are you to say you can't? If you are not happy, you must go back to the same court or the higher court to deal the matter differently. There was no need even to go municipal offices, get close and affect other people. That had nothing to do with the matters of this nature. Mm. However, tomorrow I convene an urgent meeting with my legal team so that we come closer to the space so we can bring this matter from Mbombela to finalities. It does affect everything, but of course, which is something that everybody must regret, that they are closer to the situation. That is no longer about them, their egos. It's about the community of Mbombela, whom indeed they voted, and they voted a better life. Not for individual, for a better life for you or her, but a better life for everybody.
Without a doubt, MEC, we really appreciate you being frank with us also around this issue. Quite a sensitive issue indeed, but you were courteous enough to share your views on it. Really appreciate your time. As always, all the best in the work that you do in the department.
Thank you very much. You are welcome. And thanks once more for the opportunity.